for the Honor the Earth CD release party, and we are so privileged at this moment to have Amy Ray and Emily Saliers of the Indigo Girls with us, who were both very involved for quite some time in the Honor the Earth project. Hi, thanks for coming by.
It's actually been a couple of years, hasn't it, since you've
been since 93? Yeah.
93, the literature says, if that helps you.
Yep. 93.
Get all mixed
up. All the years.
And, what led you to learning about it and caring about it and being here tonight?
Who or whom?
Well, we did some environmental activism early on in our little fledgling careers. We're doing stuff for Greenpeace and other groups, and so we always had an interest in environmental issues. And then Amy met Winona LaDuke at an birthday show, and they started talking about how we could pool our forces, and because Winona was on the front lines of all these Indian grassroots issues, environmental and cultural and so on. So we decided to do a couple shows that we named Honor the Earth back then, and what they're raising money for these different grassroots organizations and groups to protect communities and sustainable communities and protect sacred sites and homelands. And that's how it all got started. And then Amy and I just made a commitment to keep doing the tours every time we put out a new record. So that's what we're going to do until we drop.
Right. Now, Wanda is that her name? Wanda LaDuke?
Winona
LaDuke, that's right. Is also now a vice presidential candidate on the Green Party, which is a great boost for the cause as well, I would think.
Yeah. That's true.
And your record label, tell us about.
Well, Damon is Damon Records. I started about 6 years ago, and it's a grassroots label in Atlanta. And basically, we do regional projects, and every now and then we do a big benefit record that sort of spans a much larger area. And this time we did the Honor CD, which is 20 artists, native and non-native, doing songs that they're inspired to do by the Honor the Earth campaign, and all the profits go to the Honor the Earth campaign.
And the album is in stores now, ready for you to go out and purchase anywhere.
Right. So it's not only great music, but obviously a great cause.
Yeah, it's a great cause, and artists such as Bonnie Raitt, John Trudell, La Lee, Jane Sibbery, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Soul Asylum, Indigo Girls, a lot of people got together and donated to it.
So when you're not doing this, what are you doing for fun?
Reading?
Hiking, climbing.
Growing tomatoes.
Oh, great. That's what we wanted to know. We want to make sure that you mixed your business and fun and your pleasure and fun.
Yeah, it sort of runs together.
I took a year off, so we're a little rested right now. It's good.
That's a nice lifestyle when it all runs together.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're thankful.
We're looking forward. We're feeling thankful to your set tonight. Anything you want to say about it, or should we just be surprised?
Well, we're going to do some new songs, a couple new ones, and we're going to do the song from the Honor CD called Blood Quantum, and that we wrote together, actually. It's one of the only songs we've written together, and we may be having some guests later and having some fun.
Have a big fat jam session.
Terrific.
All right.
Well, our listeners get to hear it, too.
Yep, that's right.
Thank you so much. We're honored to be here.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for all your support. We really mean that.
The Indigo Girls. And we'll have them, as we said, live for you a little bit later on. But let's get back to our countdown now. We're counting down the finest rock songs A to Z, you know.
All right.
Thousands of songs with no repeats. And we're up to the H's, so let's get back to the Rolling Stones and Heart of Stone.
Go.